The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Collie Ennis with me in studio, the biodiversity officer with Trinity College Dublin, to talk about spiders. Spider season, people often talk about at this time of year. But is it true that there are more spiders in your house?
At this time of year?
Yeah. They're coming in from the cold. That's what people say.
That's what people think. It's not the case. They've always been in your house. What they're doing now is the males are maturing. As they mature, they get bigger. And then they go off wandering around looking for a female to woo. This is their breeding season. For the next couple of months, you're going to see a lot of them in your bathtub, in your sink, particularly the giant European house spider, which is the one that, you know, makes noise when it walks across the floor because they're that big. So that's the reason.
So these are the ones that you see then in the bathtub or scurrying along the edges of the kitchen or what have you. They're the men.
Males.
On the prowl.
Yep. On the lookout for females.
Where are the women?
They're in behind the cooker and the microwave. They're in nooks and crannies in your attic. All those cobwebs are those females that are sitting there, and the males are out looking for them so they can breed. They're always in your house. They're always in places that you won't see. Mm. You just see the males because they're out and about.
How do the females compare to the males? Say for that European giant spider, are they as big? Do they look a little different?
The males in spiders generally, the sexual dimorphism, which means they're not the same.
Yeah.
So the males generally tend to be a lot lankier, and the females are more rotund in the abdomen because they have to carry the eggs.
Okay.
And they can carry, you know, a couple of hundred eggs in some females.
And where will they lay those eggs?
In a big web. They'll have in this particular species, they'll have a kind of it looks like a marble made of silk, and she'll keep that humid and maintain it. And then it will start pulsating and it will burst open, and all the young spiderlings will emerge from that and then eventually spread around your house.
Is there anything you should or could do about it? Or should you just accept this is reality? This is the nature of life. They've been in the house all along.
Yeah, so this is an annual occurrence and conversation that I have with people. They are going to be in your house. You could fumigate your house with the worst pesticide known to man, and within a couple of months you'll get spiders coming back into your house. You have to learn to live in a natural ecosystem of which we are part of. It's just nature.
Yeah.
They're always going to be around. Now, you can let them take over the place or you can keep them in check. And by keeping them in check, you really just have to maintain a clean house, keep cobwebs at bay if you see them developing, and that will keep the spiders in out of the way.
And if you see pulsating marble-sized orbs, do what with them?
A Hoover will deal with them if you want.
Okay.
With this particular species, you needn't worry about them biting you. You actually might be doing yourself a disservice by removing them, because these are the ones that will keep blue bottles, wood lice, all the kind of, especially moths that eat clothes, they look after them for you. So you might get rid of one quote-unquote pest,
okay,
but you'll be letting the door open to a lot of others who will come up and take residence.
Yeah, I say leave them alone. This is a public service announcement directed at my wife, by the way. You didn't realise, Collie, I've co-opted you for this purpose. You mentioned other pests. The silverfish. What? The silverfish is what?
It's an insect, and it's been around longer than trees. So it's 400 million years on the earth, virtually unchanged. So they are your prehistoric housemates, if you want to call them.
How big are they?
They range in size, probably about the length of your thumbnail.
Okay.
Would be a big, fully grown adult. Love starchy stuff. Love humidity. So if you've got a bit of dampness in your house and you have wallpaper or books, they'll take up residence and they'll love it there. They've got that kind of insect hipster lifestyle. They like damp basements and nibbling on books. So that's a kind of like their forte.
And should we leave these insect hipsters alone as well? Are they providing a service in the house?
What they're doing is they're eating anything that's got, you know, starch or cellulose in it, kind of that kind of stuff.
Skin
is a big thing. So again, a clean house, and especially if you do see them around, it's a sign of damp somewhere.
Okay.
So if you remove that, you tend to see them really drop in number significantly. They'll just hang around drains and stuff apart from that.
We've missed the season for ants. Have we flying ants? Is that come and gone?
It's come and gone. It was a busy year for flying ants because it was quite warm. But the ants that you'll see in your kitchen or around your house at this time of year are stocking up their larders for hibernation, because they tend to shut down then for the winter months. the way to avoid them and keep them out of your house is to make sure those lines of pheromones that they leave to a tasty morsel behind your couch, a Snickers bar that a child drops down there. If you regularly clean the house and keep those pheromone lines of communication from the food source to the nest, keep them lines obliterated, they won't be able to find it and they'll stay out of your house.
Easy to say, Colly. I live on, I think, what I'm pretty convinced is a massive anthill, and I've got two untidy children who never pick up any food after them. My mother used to have a saying, says one listener, if you have spiders, you've got nothing else. Always a sign of a good dry house. So there you go. Colly, thanks a million for coming in to us. Colly Ennis, Biodiversity Officer, Trinity College Dublin.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.